This is the fifth annual Atlantic Lifeboat Swim. It takes place in Rimville Pier on Saturday, July 1st. It's a fundraiser for two very worthy organisations, one being the Galway Lifeboat Station, RNLI, and the other being Oranmore Mary Coastal Search Unit, and with all the proceeds going to both organisations. The people of Galway are blessed to have two key maritime rescue services in Galway that provides much appreciated safety and support in times of need. And unfortunately, from time to time, our waterways can be a source of danger and unfortunately loss and grief for families. So it's nice to give back to both the RNLI and to the Oranmore Mary Coastal Search Unit. It was set up, this swim or event was set up in 2019 by myself and George Curley and a couple of other people that swim out of Rimville, as well as Atlantic Masters. And it was part of our initiative to give back to the local community. So hence we kicked off the inaugural charity swim in 2019.
You mentioned the RNLI, and even as soon as last weekend, we had a case where, well, in fact, we had two cases where they were called out in the space of 24 hours, a couple of hours between each of them. And they have to be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. I suppose it's maybe taken for granted then, in fairness, that they're there, but they need funds, and the funding they get is all voluntary. I mean, the work that is done is all voluntary. They're all, the lifeboat crews are all voluntary, but it still costs money to make sure that everything runs as smoothly as it possibly can.
That's correct. And I'm fortunate to work with one of the DLAs in Galway Lifeboat, Sean O'Gladen. I work with him every day, so I see firsthand the amount of time and effort and that goes into you know, being on call 24/7 for the RNLI Lifeboat Station in Galway, and no more than Oranmore Mary. I see that quite regularly. I do believe they're out this weekend, unfortunately, looking for someone that's missing, and we see them quite regularly down in Rimville. So I think it's very important that we give back to both these organizations, you know, regardless of whether you're a fisherman, a sailor. There's a lot of people down there kayaking, a lot of people swimming. You know, it's nice to give back, and I think it's very important to give back.
We make the point that, you know, you mentioned Oranmore Mary, and sadly, and we have to use the word, they only tend to come to the headlines when it's bad news, when as you said, there's a search on or somebody is found, which unfortunately is happening a little bit too often, to be brutally honest about it. They also, though, have to be funded. And this is why, and something like the Atlantic Lifeboat Swim is so crucial, because the people you get and the people who will turn up on the 1st of July, it's their donations, it's their money that will go towards making sure that these guys can still provide the service that they want to provide.
Yep, that's correct. Like, as I said, every penny we get will go to both these organizations. So it's totally voluntary. You know, we also will have the, on the day, we will have the Coast Guard who are going to make an appearance. We also will have Swim Ireland will be there as well. So we'll have a lot of rescue services in around the pier on the day. The event kicks off at 1 p.m. The first event is what we call a try a swim, which is just a 300 meter swim. And this is kind of geared towards people that are new to open water swimming and just want to give sea swimming a go. And then at 3 o'clock, we have the main 2K swim, which is fairly competitive. So it's a 1K swim out along the north shore of Rimville Harbour and then back in the same direction. And that's going to be very competitive, I can tell you. And no, I won't be swimming it. I'll be the event organizer, so I have to stay on shore.
I was going to ask you that question. Were you going to give it a go? Because to be fair, I mean, you've done the 20 bridges, you've done Fastnet, you've done, you know, Loch Gill. You've done every swim that is, especially 20 bridges, which we covered very closely. And I have to say, it's still one of the most remarkable things I've ever seen in my life. Would you be tempted, though, to have a go? I know you're organizing it, but I mean, it's only 2K. Like I said, it's only a sprint here. You'll be in and out in no time.
I swim it every day, so I know every rock in Rimville at this point in time. So I've actually swam it today at lunchtime. I'll swim it tomorrow, so, and I'll spend a couple hours there over the weekend swimming on Saturday and Sunday. So I know the route very well, so I know all the shortcuts too.
That's for people to only get off you if they turn up on the day. If they, we're not going to let, not going to speak out of school. I want to mention, I mean, that's the idea. Okay, we do talk about the serious side of it and the fact that the money has been raised and it's for an two fantastic organizations. But there's going to be a little bit of fun with this as well. I mean, the try a swim, you asked me before we started recording this, was I going to have a go myself? And I answered back by saying I was called Titanic in swimming lessons for a reason. But this is something for people to actually have a go at. Open water swimming is completely different to being in the pool, and it brings up its own set of new challenges. And but there's no better way than being introduced at being introduced to it than being there on the day.
Yeah, like we just have a 300 meter short loop, you know, adjacent to the pier. It's again on the safety, we take no shortcuts, so we'll have plenty of kayakers and plenty of boat cover on the water on the day. Everyone that does the 300 meter try swim will get a medal when they get back to the pier. You should see the joy in those people's faces when they do finish their 300 meter swim. Like, and in saying that too, like open water swimming and sea swimming, it's gaining in popularity. It's one of the fastest growing sports in Ireland at the moment. I think you don't have to go too far, be it to Kinvara or to Rimble or to Sawtill, to see the amount of people in the sea, be it swimming or dipping. It's really busy at the moment. If you go down to Rimble right now in the afternoon, it's chock-a-block down there with people in the water. And to be honest with you know, Galway County Council and Galway City Council, you know, we need better facilities for people using our waterways throughout the county and city.
You are also, we're going to take this opportunity as well. I mean, it still costs money to run an event like this. Regarding sponsorship, how are you fixed in that regard? Or are you calling out to businesses to get behind you and support you in this?
Yeah, we are calling out to businesses. We've got maybe a half dozen businesses at the moment to sponsor us. Again, if any businesses out there would like to support the event, be it in the form of sponsorship or donation of products or services or even volunteering on the day, you know, be sure to get in touch with us. You can drop me an email. It's madden, M-A-D-D-E-N dot Fergal at gmail.com. That's Fergal as in F-E-R-G-A-L. My mobile is 087-216-8110. George Curley is the other event organizer, and his email is george.curley@cgatechnology.com, and his mobile is 087-660-0934. Also, you can register for the swim online if you want to register for the, be it the 300 meter or the 2K, and that website is www.atlanticmasters, that's A-T-L-A-N-T-I-C masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S dot I-E. And you just click on the link there and you can register for either the 300 or the 2K. And like the 300 meter swim is only €15, so it's very small money. And where the 2K is only €30. And there is a goodie bag provided for both those events.
And everyone is going to have a good time, regardless of what happens.
Everyone's going to have a good time. We will have Stormy Sam, the mascot, the lifeboat mascot on the pier. It's a good family day out. There will be some traffic restrictions, but hopefully if the weather holds up, it should be a very good day. And also we will have some water rescue demonstrations in the water between the RNLI and the Oranmore Mary Coastal Search Unit, and some water safety demonstrations as well, which is really good to see from the pier. And so, yeah, that's it, really.